RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews RBG, now playing at the Tampa Theater.
Alec Baldwin's Saturday Night Live Donald Trump impersonation penetrates so deep into pop culture, sometimes it is hard to distinguish between the two. When real-life Trump speaks, it sounds like he is imitating the imitator. Kate McKinnon plays Ruth Bader Ginsburg and has much of America quoting, "That's a Ginsburn," when she slams home a particularly witty insult. You know you are at a certain level of notoriety when you are a recurring feature on Saturday Night Live. Supreme Court justices are not usually this notorious. Sure, people know about the more eccentric justices, like Clarence Thomas and the late Antonin Scalia, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the opposite of eccentric. She is physically minute, but a large portion of America worships the notorious RBG because she was forced to take over the dissenter role in our recent hyperpartisan age, attempting to balance the scales against the Supreme Court's heavy rightward tilt. The United States Supreme Court is very protective of their privacy as an institution. No cameras in the courtroom. The public usually only gets to peek behind the screen when 60 Minutes profiles one of the nine. This documentary, a privacy exception, is why seeing footage of Ginsburg doing push-ups and planks in a sweatshirt that says Super Diva feels as rare as Halley's Comet. We've never seen anything like this. There is Ginsburg hanging out with her granddaughter. There she is in full British regalia playing a bit part in an opera at the Kennedy Center. The commute to the Kennedy Center shouldn't be too bad. It looks like Ginsburg lives in the Watergate, even though it is never mentioned. When the American public thinks of Ginsburg, she is in her black robe with lace collar amongst the guys. But here she is in a different light. I remember when President Bill Clinton nominated Ginsburg to the court, but I was unaware of the decades she spent before that changing American society. Ginsburg is currently famous for her stringent dissents from the court majority, but there is much more to her story. We listen to audio tapes of RBG as a young lawyer arguing cases in front of the court, trying to convince nine old men there is such a thing as sex discrimination, as she pushes for equal rights for women under the law. RBG was herself a victim of this discrimination. Graduating at the top of her Columbia Law School class, and as an alum of the Harvard Law Review, she could get no job. Law firms in the late 1950s had written policies not to hire women. Co-directors Julie Cohen and Betsy West show RBG has had a lifelong philosophy of pushing for change. Her strategy to deal with the obstacles was to push incrementally. RBG believes you can make real change over decades. One courtroom verdict will not solve the problem, but a cascading series of cases and laws chipping away at the status quo is sure to move the needle. Cohen and West are saying the hype and hoopla over the years surrounding RBG is justified. She really did change the world for American women. RBG the documentary is a back-and-forth timeline of how that happened and how it all connects and forms the notorious RBG persona. While the RBG phenomenon is fascinating, considering she is not an active social media user or natural self-promoter, part of RBG is a love story. Cohen and West comb through home movie footage of the young lawyer, wife, and mother, showing her intense connection to her husband, Marty. Marty was ahead of his time. A successful tax lawyer, Marty put his career on the back burner for his wife in a way most husbands did not. The most agreed-upon RBG characteristic from her children, to NPR host Nina Totenberg, is that RBG is one of the world's worst cooks. This lesson, while proving one person cannot do it all, serves to show the void left in Ruth's life after Marty passed away. He was the cook. RBG says the right amount of women on the Supreme Court is nine. Why not? There were nine men on it since the invention of the court until 1981, and that was completely acceptable to our system of government for around 200 years. Senator Orrin Hatch, one of the most conservative senators there are, gives one of the film's more interesting interviews as he affirms he disagrees with just about everything RBG believes in, but he knows she belongs on the court. Cohen and West include the Judiciary Committee footage of Hatch voting yes, while a beaming Chairman Joe Biden looks on. There is more past than present in RBG. Cohen and West got the 84-year-old justice for some one-on-one interviews, and some of it hints at the future. For now, RBG signals she has every intention of continuing her work at leveling the playing field. That is why I give RBG 3.5 out of 4 stars.
RBG is rated PG, now playing at the Tampa Theater.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.